Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, we've heard quite a bit about what to expect from the iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Pro later this year, including an exclusive report from 9 to 5 Mac that we talked about yesterday, where we detailed some of the screen size changes and processor updates. Now, the first renders of the iPhone 14 Pro, based on leaked design files, have reportedly hit the web. These types of renders are based on something called CAD drawings. They're commonly used by accessory makers to prepare their products for upcoming iPhone launches. They often leak from somewhere in Apple's supply chain, and the leaks become increasingly common as we get closer to the release of the new iPhone in the fall. These renders are allegedly based on CAD drawings from industry sources, and they show an iPhone 14 Pro design that looks largely the same as the iPhone 13 Pro. There's a large camera bump on the back and volume buttons with a volume switch next to the SIM card slot on the side. The biggest change here is the removal of the notch on the iPhone 14 Pro. In place of the notch, these renders confirm that Apple is planning a new combination of a pill and hole punch design that essentially removes the dead space that currently sits inside the notch. Interestingly, however, these renders don't show as nearly dramatic of a design change as some rumors had suggested. John Prosser had said the iPhone 14 would feature a design similar to the iPhone 4, with rounded volume buttons and no camera bump. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman also reported that the iPhone 14 would be a complete redesign compared to the iPhone 13. If these renders are accurate today, then that is absolutely not the case. These renders indicate that the iPhone 14 will be largely the same as the iPhone 13, with the only big design change being that change in the notch. But again, we expect additional iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Pro leaks to emerge as we come closer to the September announcement and release of the new lineup. In other news today, ahead of the first orders arriving to the public on Friday, the first reviews of Apple's new iPhone SE 3 and iPad Air 5 have officially hit the web. First off, these iPhone SE reviews offer a more in-depth look at the new iPhone SE, including the A15 processor, 5G connectivity, and that classic home button design with Touch ID. The reviews seem to all agree that the iPhone SE features the modern internals of a smartphone, but stuck in a design from several years ago. The reviews say it's a fantastic mid-range phone, but that it's hard to overlook that outdated design and the small 4.7-inch display. The narrative is that the iPhone SE 3 is an impressive value with 5G and the A15 Bionic chip on the inside, despite this year's $30 price increase. But even if it's a good value this year, the reviews say that Apple should probably look to a new design for the iPhone SE 4, whether that's released next year or in 2024. Meanwhile, as for the iPad Air 5, the reviews focus on upgrades including the M1 processor inside, the upgraded center stage front-facing camera, and how both of these new features work with iPadOS. The reviews argue that this iPad Air is probably the most balanced iPad Air model yet, and the one that most iPad buyers should purchase. One of the shortcomings, however, that's mentioned in multiple reviews is the fact that the iPad Air still starts with just 64 gigabytes of storage, and the next tier above that is 256 gigabytes at $150 extra. This means that for a 256 gigabyte iPad Air, you'll pay $749, when the iPad Pro with 128 gigabytes of storage starts at $799. So that leaves a very small price gap if you're at all interested in the Pro features of the iPad Pro, such as the ProMotion display. But what about the powerful M1 chip inside the new iPad Air? Well, similar to the iPad Pro, there's actually, right now, little you can do within iPadOS that can fully take advantage of that power. This is especially true when you consider the M1 models of the Mac that Apple sells that run macOS, which is just far more capable than iPadOS. You can find our full roundup of the first iPhone SE 3 and iPad Air reviews at the links in the show notes below. Rounding out today, Apple has published a new support document with details on a new hidden feature in iOS 15.4 and watchOS 8.5. While it's gone largely under the radar, these new updates introduce the ability to let users wirelessly restore their Apple Watch firmware using their iPhone. Prior to the release of iOS 15.4 and watchOS 8.5, Apple Watch users needed to contact Apple support to set up a mail-in repair or visit an Apple store if something goes wrong and their Apple Watch is bricked. But with iOS 15.4 and watchOS 8.5, this is no longer the case. If for some reason your Apple Watch stops working, such as if it crashes during an update or if a restore fails, you'll now see an alert on your iPhone asking you to restore the Apple Watch. This pop-up notification on your iPhone will indicate that there's a problem with your Apple Watch and that it needs to be updated or restored. You can then continue that process directly on your iPhone, and your iPhone will communicate with the bricked Apple Watch, allowing you to easily restore and recover the device without needing Apple's help. According to Apple, both the iPhone and the Apple Watch need to be running the latest version of iOS and watchOS, and you'll need to have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth enabled on the iPhone. The Apple Watch needs to be put on the charger during the process, and you'll have to press the side button on the Apple Watch twice to confirm the restore process. But Apple does note that this new tool may not always be able to recover a bricked Apple Watch, and there may be some instances where you'll still have to reach out to Apple support for help. But either way, it's nice to see Apple give Apple Watch users additional options to fix their own devices instead of having to go to Apple support for help. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.